Now, the key ideas to take away, and some I've already talked about, is we want to reduce the access costs. We increase the screen space by having these multiple representation rooms by creating visual abstractions. We increase the information density by having 3D, and you've already seen how they do that with the cone tree by putting things in the back so that you can then spin it to the front using animation. And creating these focus and context display with a fisheye distortion. And the key thing there is that you see something in detail and still have the big picture. And then provide this logarithmic animation to rapidly move things into focus and out of focus. And that way, shifting the cognitive load, the amount of effort required to make sense of it, to the perceptual system, because it's really good at tracking things. And there, this whole notion of systems response has to be matched to human constants. So one of them is, in order to get the animation effect, you have to do it within a tenth of a second. Otherwise, it will start to fade away or melt like ice. It will not be compelling. Then other things need to be happening within a second, and others within 10 seconds in more complex tasks, so that you maintain engagement. And so they propose this whole, what I call, cognitive coprocessor. And the reason they use the word cognitive to say it's trying to mimic how we are organized and process information. And the computer tries to be mindful of these timing constants. So when, let's say, it's animating something and it knows it has to do it rapidly, it might not display all the text because you won't want to read it anyway as things are moving. So that way there's less a burden or work that the computer has to provide in terms of animating things. So certain details will maybe also not be displayed because they don't matter, and they would slow the whole thing down. So this is, here again, in a nutshell, what the information visualizer stands for. And one of the key principles that they sort of eloquently put forth is this whole shifting the thinking work, the cognitive work, to the perceptual system, so that we can start using visual reasoning, animation, causal relationships, pop-out effects, start seeing relationships, group things, get the big idea, and be able to start navigating based on the visual cues that we have. And as we navigate and shift focus, things are animated, so we don't get lost and don't know where one thing moved to, and we have to keep searching for it, and in a way are more busy trying to figure out what's going on in the picture rather than doing the task at hand.